Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard.
It was the slap scene around the world. What's left in its wake is more than a stinging left cheek on comedian Chris Rock's face. The reputation of actor Will Smith has also taken a serious hit. The Motion Picture Academy will meet tomorrow to consider disciplinary action against him. Some projects involving Smith have been put on hold. But what about his 24-karat gold reputation? For many, it has been tarnished. Well, tonight we're examining how he and people without his star power can clean up a self-soiled reputation. My guests are Nicole Kirby, celebrity publicist and brand strategist, and Rashawn McDonald, Emmy Award-winning TV and film producer and host of Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are open. If you have a comment or a question about this, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Rashawn and Nicole, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
So, okay, Nicole, you've had your share of difficult situations with people that you have represented, but is what you saw with Will Smith on Oscar night the PR person's nightmare?
In one simple word, Harold, yes.
Yes. I would imagine
so. On so many levels, not just for Will Smith, but his entire family. And I would have embargoed all of them, the wife, the children, everyone, the mother, because, yes, that was something that is unconscionable. And in the world of PR, you could never, ever in a million years on that night for that situation thought that that would have ever happened.
Rashawn, what would you have said immediately after that event to Will Smith? I mean, after the Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington consoling.
I would have told him to immediately apologize to Chris Rock backstage. I would have told him that, to immediately apologize. Because that event was not about him. It was the Film Academy's biggest night, a legendary Film Academy. The executive producer was black. The entire producing team was black. Mm-hmm. For the first time, you looked at a show and we felt like we were part of the process. The seats, who was seated in the seats and all that. The blessing of this whole relationship is the way Chris Rock reacted. If Chris Rock would have not stood his ground and would have physically charged him, we would not be on this call right now because we'd be too embarrassed as black people.
But, yeah, well, I think we certainly, you know, would have, you know, for those who love both of the Will Smith and Chris Rock, I'm quite sure we all would have been and still are in some cases really hurt by this incident. So, Nicole, how might Will Smith move forward now? It's been more than 2 weeks since this incident. There have been all kinds of things that have happened. His wife has issued a statement essentially throwing him under the bus. Mm-hmm. So now you've got another PR nightmare with trying to control that. How does Will Smith fix this?
Harold, you know, that is a complicated question because there are so many moving entities here.
Yes, it is.
You have one of the biggest stars that you're dealing with that has been a star, not brand new money, but old Hollywood money and fame. Mm-hmm. So you have pride and you have the issue of the wife. So we have the conversation with the issue with regards to the black man protecting his wife. Now, here's the thing. Everything can be mended, and starting a conversation of mending is the starting of a conversation of apology. So he didn't apologize to Chris on that night, okay? He apologized, blamed it on love, blamed it on the devil, okay? He then went out that night, issue number one. Now it's 2 weeks later that you have stated, and he has not, his camp or no one else in his camp has said that he's reached out to Chris Rock to sit down man to man and have a conversation. That's a big mistake. That's a big mistake. No one has to know about the conversation, but we would like to know, we feel better that he is a person of humility and is accepting of his mistakes by saying, I need to sit down with you face to face, man to man, and say, I'm sorry. He has not done that. And the longer that he waits on doing that, the bigger crises issue that it represents for his brand. Because now we start to think, is the Will Smith we love, is he a fake? Is he a fraud? Is he not as nice as we think he is? Because if he is, man up, accept the apology, and let's move forward. Because, and Rashawn, I am humbled to be on the call with you. You are a true king and leader in this industry. So let me just first say that. Thank you for all that you do. But we all know that in the black community, an apology goes a long way.
Yes, it does.
So that's all he had to do, first of all. But the longer he waits, and the longer he and his family, now I haven't seen or heard anything from his children, but the Instagram posts that his wife put out there, all of that is making this, in her words, an entanglement.
Oh, gosh.
And no pun intended.
No pun intended.
But the way that they are handling this is crafting for a very risky risk management, business management, brand management crises.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about how to repair a self-sullied reputation. How do you fix your reputation when you've done something to muddy it up? If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Rashawn, one of the things that is really interesting, Chris Rock has, the first thing that he said when his comedy tour started was that he was still processing. He essentially isn't talking about this. Is that good or bad for Will Smith?
Well, it's all on Will Smith. He was the slappy. He was the person who was doing his job. I'm a former stand-up comedian. And we know why his role was on the show. It wasn't even an ugly joke that he said. She in G.I. Jane 2, because she had a short hair. That's all. And the audience laughed. Will Smith laughed. The thing that I agree with her on this call about is this. You have to control your narrative. Control your action. See, now, tomorrow we'll find out what the Academy's, his punishment is going to be. If he apologized after that punishment, then it feels like he's doing it to try to correct the issues that he has with the Academy in his career, and he's not really apologetic to what he did to Chris Rock because he's not controlling his narrative. And that is a big mistake because once he does that, now he's not ever going to get blackballed. I'm going to just tell you that right now. So people need to stop talking about that because we're in a different Hollywood. Black people are doing things in Hollywood. They have production deals. You know, Tyler Perry put him in a movie. Denzel Washington will direct his movies. He will not get blackballed. But what he will have is a solid reputation that he could never, ever, ever get away with. And the worst, his resignation means he could no longer vote on a movie. What can happen with the Academy is they can ban him forever, any of his projects, creative works ever being submitted for consideration as an Oscar. In other words, his career as an actor in Hollywood and being recognized for his skill as a director, actor, producer, all that, they can ban all that.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202 319-7810. We are talking about cleaning up your reputation after you have dirtied it up yourself in word or deed. Let's go to Gina calling from D.C. Gina, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for discussing this topic. I'm all talked out, however. You know, first of all, we all know he was wrong. Okay.
Who was wrong?
Will Smith.
Okay.
Secondly, basically, all he needed to do was humble himself and apologize that night publicly. Have him come out on stage in front of everyone, and, man, I am so sorry. I don't know what happened to me, but I want to give you a sincere apology. That would have changed the complexion of this entire situation.
Okay.
That's all he had to do from the bottom of his heart. And I think the Rock family is so hurt because of his lack of sincerity in this whole matter. And it's his ego has superseded him. He's out at a club partying, dancing. His children are sending "This Is How We Do It" text.
Right, yeah.
So he's
getting jiggy with it.
Yeah. So that has changed the whole complexion of this entire thing. We all make mistakes, but how did you deal with it? You got a failing grade in dealing with that.
Okay.
So in my opinion, he needs to be banned from the Oscars, his Oscar taken away, period.
Okay. Gina, thank you so much.
You know, not playing around. I hope she's not on that committee.
Yeah, how about that? But
banned, taken away the Oscar? She ain't messing around.
But she said he needs to apologize from the bottom of his heart because that slap came from the parking lot all the way up to the stage.
If you look at the tape, Chris Rock thought it was a joke. You know, So he didn't see it coming.
So
nobody saw that. Nobody in their wildest dream went, he's going to physically hit him.
That's right.
So, Rashawn, let me ask you, what should this apology look like? Are we talking a red table apology with... sit down with Chris Rock and Oprah?
There was a recent big apology on April 1st when Lee Daniels walked on the stage with Monique and apologized in public. That was recent now.
Yeah.
Okay, shut it down. You know... he has to do something like that because he's done all the PR things. You know, I like to apologize to Chris. The written document, he's done all that. But he's yet to make that. I talked to him, or Chris has yet to say, he called me, we all good. You've not heard that from Chris. Okay? And so the problem is that he is about to be in a position of no return. When they make a decision tomorrow, and I kid you not, it's going to be negative.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be negative. And if he apologizes after that, it will not look good on his brand at all, ever.
So, Nicole, for those of us who don't have the Will Smith or Chris Rock star power, as Gina said, you know, no one is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes.
True.
How do regular folks fix things that they've done wrong, Nicole? I'm not talking about, you know, reputations that have been sullied by something that may have happened to them, but something that they've done or something that they've said, and they're trying to fix it. How do they do that?
Now, Harold, let me quantify. Are you talking about someone who is of celebrity status?
No. I'm talking about
people fix disasters.
No, the non-celebrities, because
here is the thing, Harold and Rashawn and the DMV. The one thing that you don't want to do, what everyone is doing, and you know what I'm getting ready to say.
I don't.
They are going to put their business out on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest mistake, and everyone's doing it. Keep your business to yourself. Discuss it within your circle or whomever you need to discuss it with. Be an adult and say, can I call you? Can we talk about this? Let's have a chat. No texting, no going live on Instagram, because that is not taking care and handling the situation at hand.
Right.
That's producing chatter. That's because you want to floss. okay? That's not handling a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that you do is you go back to what we were doing 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago. You pick up the phone, you have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
That's how you start to make amends with regards to a situation.
Yeah. But Nicole, you said that earlier, an apology goes a long way in the black community. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's all he has to say. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But see, I would tell you this, and I'm not there in the academy, but I'm sure his reaction is going to play a role in their decision.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It is. It will play a role in my decision.
I pray, seriously, that Will does not do, because I've heard chatter about this, the red table talk with his wife.
But Nicole, let me stop you because, mm-hmm. you know, my point was regular people,
mm-hmm.
You know, because these, you know, Will Smith is not the only imperfect person. We all are.
We got Antonio Brown out there. Taking
so hold on. Hold on, Rashawn. Hold on. Rashawn, hold on. You have a show. I have mine. So sit still. we're going to get back to you in just a moment. How do you repair your own reputation once you've done something to dirty it up a bit? We're going to talk to WB, calling from Northeast. We're going to talk to Pat, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This program is going to continue in just a bit. The original Quiet Storm coming up with John Mons on WHUR. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about repairing your reputation once you make a bit of a mistake. You do something that takes the shine off of your public persona. How do you fix it? What is the road to redemption? What does it look like? Well, my guests know a lot about that tonight. Nicole Kirby is a celebrity publicist and brand strategist, and Rashawn McDonald is an Emmy Award-winning TV and film producer and host, can't you tell, host of Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Sirius XM Channel 141. Boy, I tell you, you need to get back on stand-up. I want to see that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How do you repair your own sullied reputation? WB, calling from Northeast DC. What's on your mind?
It's me. It's WB. How's everybody doing?
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. To the gentleman, where is Lee Dang's apology for Halle Berry for Monsters Ball?
Okay, we just doing one apology at a time, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, but okay, WB,
now,
here's my
question. You can't dig up apologies that I'm missing now.
Yeah, WB.
Get on with the next question.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Yeah. Let me ask the question. How about that? Because, as I said, this is my show. How would you repair your reputation if you did something that, after the fact, or said something that you realized, oh, I really shouldn't have done that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't be like Candace Owens when I just got here, open up about her personal life and her family. Okay, she's dealing with Donald Trump, or not Matt, Benedict Donald, and yet she falls for the same thing, these black grifters' talking point. Now, if she'll have no reputation, because the threat of her YouTube channel being terminated, let's just say somebody needs to throw water on her because she's in Fantasy Island and Mr. Rourke and Tattoo are gone.
Well, WB, thank you, because you're not helping me, the conversation, but I appreciate your input nevertheless. Or do I? Let's go to Pat. Pat calling from Maryland. Pat, thanks for calling.
I told you. I said next question, Harold.
Yeah, I know. You tried. You tried
to give him some gloves.
You tried to give me a hand here. Pat, how have you ever said or done anything that you really regretted and it caused a problem with your reputation in your circle? And if so, how did you fix it?
Of course. And I think, man, the older you get, if you're blessed enough to live, man, you're going to have situations like that. The thing I want to say is I wish, and I think a lot of us do, we wish Will would have done something different. And what if he would have got up instead of doing what he did, what if he would have taken the mic and said, you know what, Chris, I'm taking over. You go backstage. I'm going to host the rest of the night. And I think now that we're on the other side, again, he has so many possibilities and things he can do, right, to make this right. The bottom line is between him and Chris Rock. The media stuff, it really doesn't matter. I think both of these men, their brands will survive. He just has to be sincere and make it right with Chris Rock. And in my experience, the hardest thing is you can be sincere and have a heartfelt apology, but then you have to have patience, man, and patience to wait for that person to be able to accept and receive that apology. But wouldn't that have been great if Will would have got up and said, you know what, you're not talking about my wife or anyone else, I'm taking over the night, and he would have hosted, you know? And I think if we can control our emotions, we'll realize, man, there's so many ways to go. But thanks for taking my call, and appreciate the show.
Thank you, Pat. So, Nicole, Pat just made a really interesting point. First of all, about the apology, first mm-hmm. of all, but also the person who would be on the receiving end. What part would that play in that road to redemption, those first steps?
Well, I do agree partially with the caller, Sid. The apology has to be genuine, and the person has to be extremely and organically remorseful about what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, going back and bringing up another celebrity star, when Alec Baldwin did his interview, he talked about himself. So the husband of the young lady who was shot said, wait a minute, the apology means nothing. So if your apology is remorseful, then the thing that I do agree is that you have to give the other person who feels slighted or offended the opportunity to say, okay, I accept your apology, and then let them move the way they feel they need to. You can't truly be remorseful of an apology and demand immediate release of what you just did. And mm-hmm. that's how you rebuild the situation. So when you do apologize, you have to be genuine, you have to be real, you have to accept your responsibility, and then let it go.
So let me drill down a little bit on that, because as I said, for those who are not celebrities, for those who are not, say you're at a party and you get drunk and you're at a party with family and friends and, mm-hmm. It's never happened before. And you get drunk and you say some things or you...
in a potato salad,
right? If you bring potato salad with raisins in it, but either, and that would certainly impact your reputation. To whom do you apologize? Because do you apologize, the next day to the host of the party and then wait for the host to then spread the word that, Harold apologized for putting raisins in the potato salad, getting drunk and dancing on the table. Is the onus on the person who receives the apology to help resurrect
you? Harold, that we all have made mistakes. This situation was driven by ego. That's where we are now, ego. And ego has caused many people, not just a Will Smith, but many people to make mistakes. The narrative is he didn't make an attempt to fix it with an apology. Just directed personally to Chris Rock. Now, Mr. Hypothetical, talking about if he'd have walked on stage, took over the show, well, they still would have suspended him because they don't play that on the Oscars. You don't do that.
Okay? So let me stop you. Because I'm not talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock anymore. because
I'm just telling you that. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I need to talk about the people who do not have the power and influence that Nicole has, that you have, that even little old me has.
But hell, we all have that power. That's all I'm saying is that, see, people tend to believe that they are just innocent victims. We could all do something super stupid. It gets captured on social media, goes viral, and you're a stupid person that's viral right now. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Whether they say something inadvertently during an interview or fall out drunk, what you're asking is, who do you apologize to?
No, what I'm asking is, no, that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, how do you fix it?
With an apology.
How do you fix your reputation, not your relationship? Mm-hmm. Your reputation. Your reputation is different from the relationship of the person you offended.
Well, you know,
go ahead, Nicole.
You can speak.
Okay, thank you. Harold, I'm thinking about the uncle that had too many beers. He put the hand in potato salad. The wife brought the potato salad and had raisins in it. So that's a whole big mess. Yeah. The first thing, you correct. You should pull the hostess to the side, call the very next morning, or go there and say, I acted like a fool.
Yes.
I had too much to drink. I am sorry. You give that. You put that out there to the host. You humble yourself. You quiet yourself. You sober yourself. You come to day two of the family reunion, and you quietly go next to everyone and say, I'm sorry. I apologize. I acted a fool in front of your kids.
Correct.
I'm sorry, man. Go to auntie, I'm sorry to just be disrespectful. And you quietly handle your crises.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you have to take the chastisement from auntie
and
grandma.
You have to. That's your PR campaign.
Mm.
That is your PR campaign.
But that doesn't mean they still don't think you're stupid.
That's right, okay. But that's okay. Because at the end of the day, and that's what we're talking about with Will Smith, at the end of the day, you still were man enough to say, I am sorry, I acted like an ass, and I accept it. Talk about me. Joke about me. Yep, I deserve it. You've got to be man enough, woman enough to say, yep, I deserve it. They going to come for me, but I know I deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's talk to Lisa.
I 100% agree with Nicole.
Let's talk to Lisa, calling from D.C. Lisa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate the comments that have been made thus far. But you know what? For me, a couple of things. I'm going to address what you said. It's not Will Smith. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about, like, maybe when my children were growing up and I got a phone call about my child acting up in a classroom.
No, so not your children. No,
not my children.
No, no, never. Not who? No. Perish the thought.
It's just a thought, exactly, because, you know, I'm about to shut it down. Well, and then that's what I would do. They got their punishment at school, but I would take them right back to school and have them apologize to the teacher and then also apologize to the class, because it's not right. My thing, you took them, you distracted that situation. Those children are there to learn. You are not there to be there to be the class clown. You're not to be that person to make things run amok. You're selling you're also creating your brand. You're the one with the class clown now. I'm not raising that. And I started listening to Will Smith's book, and he talks about what's her name? I can't. It'll come back to me. His grandmother. He needs to apologize to his grandmother, whether she's alive or dead. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? He needs to apologize to all of us. We are his fans. We held him in a high esteem. That was wrong. And of course he should apologize to Chris Rock publicly and in private, or, you know, vice versa, whatever. But he should do that to everyone, because we all invested in him, and he was at the top, and he slapped all of us. Hattie McDaniel, Denzel Washington, Sam Jackson, Sidney Poitier is rolling over in his grave. Really, bruh? Really?
Hmm.
At the Oscars?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So,
I mean, when you describe the issue of a mother or a parent going back up to the school and making the child apologize for his or her actions, that's brand reputation. That's brand management. So that's what that parent is doing at that time. Right. Because they're saying, you're not gonna have our family out here acting like we don't have any sense.
Yes.
We all have heard that before.
That's a great point that Lisa was making, and that was my next point. So if you are from, a family that, is upstanding and well respected in the community, whether it's the national community or just your neighborhood over there in Lanham in Prince George's County, and then one of the kids does something that casts a shadow over the entire family. Rashawn, Lisa, thank you so much for your phone call. Rashawn, how do you fix something when it's not necessarily something that you've done, but something that a family member has done, and now everyone's looking at you with a side eye?
Well, that situation is something that, again, you're guilty by association.
Right.
Guilty by association. And it goes back to, what is your reputation? Is your reputation being sullied by guilt by association? All you can do is, I've been in that situation. I've called my relative and said, hey, you need to handle that, take care of that. This is not smart. If they want to listen to me. Now, that goes back to ego. Ego is a powerful player, whether you're famous or not famous or an everyday person. Ego. And what she was just saying, Lisa was just saying, that amount of chivalry from an apologetic standpoint starts early on. And then ego, that was a night of ego that allowed him to walk on stage and make the decision to physically assault Chris Rock. And my whole thing is that we do that every day. There are people out there in jail because their ego went too far.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is very honest talk. I made a mistake crying, trying to find God. But if you are a victim of association, stand your ground, protect your brand, your image, and let everybody know you had nothing to do with that.
Mm.
Clearly separate yourself from that if that's needed.
Mm. Robert, calling from Maryland. Robert, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
All right. Thanks for taking my call. No man, well, we're all human, but no man on the face of this earth has any right to talk about or break a joke on another man's wife. That's it, pure and simple. How would Chris Rock feel if somebody broke jokes on his divorce, him being on the autism spectrum, his porn addiction, or him going through therapy? None of that stuff is funny. But no, you talk about my wife. Yes, I'm going to slap you. My ego is going to take me there. No man has any right to talk about any man's wife, and no man has any right to say, well, what he should have done. I'm not in their bedroom. Nobody else is but them. That's how you do it. And these simple people that are talking about this is his wounded his brand. Hollywood needs Will Smith more than Will Smith needs Hollywood. Okay, so he's not in the Academy anymore. Okay, he's not going to be
out.
I don't agree with that either.
No, just because you slap somebody doesn't mean your ancestors are rolling in their graves either.
Yeah, and I think that is debatable. Okay, I get it, but I don't agree with to the point. You're at an award ceremony that historically is known for people getting roasted in the audience, mm-hmm. and you show up, and it can happen, but to the point, again. How do you fix it once you stood up and whether you call it defending his wife or slapping Chris Rock or both or neither? But the bottom line was Will Smith is forever changed by his action.
Yes, there he is.
And so how does he fix it, Robert?
To me, he has nothing to fix for me. He didn't slap me. I respect people. You cross me, that's it.
Okay.
And when I was in college, there was a situation where somebody promised me something for a big whoop-de-doo that we were having. I went off on him in a meeting. I apologized afterwards, but I told him what he bet not ever do again. Mm. And everybody backed me.
Well, Robert, remind me not to roast you when you were in the audience at the Oscar and I'm hosting. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's go to Cherie. Cherie calling from Fort Washington. Cherie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey,
whoop-de-doo in years.
Yeah, I know. I need a whoop-de-doo. Go right ahead, Cherie. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling because you guys, I hear you all keep asking, how can he fix it?
Yes.
He should apologize. But in my opinion, I feel like he hasn't truly apologized to Chris Rock because maybe he isn't sorry. He isn't sorry for what he's done. He isn't. Because if you were truly sorry, that apology would have come, and it would come more naturally. You have to, he's sorry about how the repercussions he's now getting from what happened, but maybe he isn't truly sorry for doing what he did, for slapping him.
And so what about that, Nicole? What if, if your reputation has been tarnished, but you are not, you don't believe that the actions that tarnished your reputation were improper. So where's the balance? I'm not really sorry, but I'm going to, what's the big money PR person got to say about that?
Yeah, and I would say, I would say a few curse words to the client, but at this point in time, we don't care if you're genuinely sorry. You have an opportunity to correct a wrong. You assaulted a person, okay, which you could have been arrested. So let's try to correct things, then continue to go off course. So whether you're sorry or not, give me 3 minutes of your time and let's apologize, okay? Because there's been many of people who have not been sorry, but they have apologized, and we've all moved on. So that's what we want to get into our mind. You don't have to justify your behavior. Let's just say, I am sorry. To the terms of the apology, be clear about it and move on. Now, whether or not he does call Chris Rock tomorrow, next month, or next year and have a man-to-man talk, I don't know. That's up for those two men to try to get through this. But publicly, he does, and he really, truly does need to apologize publicly because he stood up and assaulted a person on public television.
So you're suggesting, even if the apology is not about cleaning up his reputation, he still should apologize because it is the right thing to do.
Both. It's both.
Yes, because he could have been arrested for assault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people could get that.
He physically assaulted
someone, and he could have been removed from the building because of that assault.
Yeah.
It was a lot of unprecedented things that were happening there that we all saw play out live on TV. And I would not have wanted to be backstage during this happen. Everything was in slow motion, I'm sure, when it was seeing it happen. Even to Chris Rock, it was in slow motion. Even to Will Smith, it was in slow motion. But the bottom line is that you come on a show of your caliber, you talk about this, there's no answer to the fact that, other than the fact that I wish he would have apologized directly to Chris Rock. I wish he would have done that.
Yeah,
that's my wish. That's my wish.
Cherie, thank you so much for your comments. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Nicole, have you ever taken on a client that you already knew was going to be a handful? And if so, how did you corral that client? Or was there a point where you just threw your hands up and said, thank you for the check?
Well, here is the thing. As a publicist, as a PR person, when you take on a client, the first conversation that you say with them, and if they're married, their wife, is that we are now in a marriage. You are very intertwined with your client personally and professionally. So you get to know everything they do, and if you're really good at being a publicist, you know what they're going to do before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes when you're sitting down and you're having that first powwow, that first come-to-Jesus meeting, you say, is there anything I should know? At that point in time as a publicist, you assess, is this a behavior that will continue, or is this a one-off? was this person just accidentally tripped and fell into the situation? Or is this the road that they always traveled? And Harold, I have learned that all money is not good money.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, girl.
And after you start seeing that someone is habitual with something, there is nothing you can do. And you're only as good as your client is. So, yes, every day there are situations going on that many of them you don't, the public never finds out about. But if you're a good client, they don't find out about it. But at a certain point in time, you say, wait a minute. Enough is enough, because I can't continue to sweep things under the rug for you.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up and you get help, or you find another way of making your money, because this is going to catch up with you and this is going to sully your reputation and people are no longer going to be attached to your brand.
Mm. Rashawn, if a person has already a stellar reputation and then they make a mistake, what could redemption look like for them? I would imagine that the road to redemption and coming out on the other side could be not only beneficial for their reputation, but inevitably profitable, whether we're talking about money or their standing in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that that's a pretty broad statement you just asked, because reputation can be destroyed by extramarital affair, by drugs, by alcohol, by getting fired publicly from a high-ranking position. But the bottom line is, if it's about you, you have to fix the problem and admit that you are the problem, you know, and not ignore it. A lot of people tend to want to gather a lot of, agreeable people around them. You saw it. I was writing and cheating on my wife, right? And if some idiot next to you agrees with you, then it becomes law in your life. And so I'm just telling you, you should always surround yourself by people who are willing to be truthful to your good and bad decisions. You have to. You mm-hmm. have to. If you have a lot of people around you just that agrees with you because you're carrying a paycheck, agrees with you because they don't want to hurt your feelings, those are dangerous relationships to have around you.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, so Nicole, Rashawn just said something that struck me. NBC 4 News anchor Leon Harris was, arrested for a really public DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And he took leave.
Yes.
And then a couple of weeks ago, he went back on the air, back in the anchor chair, and issued a very, very public, I will tell you, it was a heartbreaking apology. It seemed to me to be sincere. It was emotional, and I cannot say that in the wake of that apology that he is any worse, for the wear in his public reputation, particularly when we're talking about substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A lot of people, let's talk about former Mayor Marion Barry, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. When you talk about redemption and comeback, that is the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, Nicole, at least in that regard, when you're talking about substance abuse and people who fess up and they talk about it, they are transparent, that seems to be the best step to redemption, particularly if they don't. Sometimes you can't go back. Sometimes, Nicole, you got to go forward.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. There are certain things, and I am speaking broadly, okay,
mm-hmm.
broad strokes. But there are certain things that, yes, you can apologize and we move forward. And Rashawn mentioned some of those things. Drinking, drugs, extramarital affair.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, whatever, is that all you got?
Yes.
But those are the big three, right?
Right. But if you talk mm-hmm. about pedophilia.
Oh, gosh.
If you talk about, murder. those things, mm-hmm. people really start to say, wait a minute, what mm-hmm. is going on here? Let me look at this person, not through rose-colored glasses, but really, what's the character of this person?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when whomever is your tribe, the people who are following you, who people who prescribe to whatever you do, then that's when, if you start setting in that seed of doubt, and mm-hmm. those people that really are concerned with that is because their brand is attached to money, whether yes. it's endorsements, their jobs. That's when you have to be careful, because when that seeded doubt creeps in, that's when people have to say, wait a minute, do we now want to be continually involved or attached to this person?
Do we trust that person?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so with Leon Harris, he's spotless. And we all have had a night when we've gone out to a wedding, a birthday party, or just went out to see a game and had one more extra glass of wine, and all of a sudden you're standing up and uh-oh. So, Leon, we love you. Man, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But had that story been that there were some videos found of young boys, young girls, we got a problem.
Or committed another crime, or somebody got seriously hurt.
Kill somebody
yeah.
while he was
exactly.
driving.
Yeah,
exactly.
All of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we certainly wish him the very best, and we'll
yes,
continue
absolutely.
To watch what happens with Chris Rock and Will Smith. Nicole Kirby, Rashawn McDonald, thank you all
fantastic,
so much.
Man. Thank you for
I appreciate
invite.
It.
Thank you.
Let me know when you do your stand-up. That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, April 7th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.